But right here, we got to say a little thanks to the Unticket for compiling some of the best of your work, David, because you are not only a Sunday morning host, you're a full-time employee at the station, and you do...
Like tier four, I think.
No, you're a three.
Okay.
You're a three.
I'll take it.
I think me and Trey are fours.
Ah, sucks. Sorry.
But yeah, so you did a little... You do a little
moving up.
Afternoon board hopping, and you're a big fan of the drops. And... about a year ago, year and a half ago, the Unticket made like a compilation of every time you interrupted the hard line with Danny drops of him saying, you know, hey, Corby or something. And then the best, which is my favorite, the guess what?
Guess what?
That's real.
I've got a question.
That sounds like a little kid. So he did that. And then he put out version two this week. And just to kind of give a taste of what we're talking about, here's a little bit.
Hey, Snake.
Yes.
Can I read this here real quick?
I mean, I guess.
Ooh, dee da doo da dee da dee da doo da doo da dee da doo da doo dee.
I don't know. What did you just read me?
I don't know.
What is happening?
All right, that is E-News. It's 4:51 on the ticket.
What is happening? All right, we got to go.
Hey, Snake.
Yes, Danny.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can you still get beans?
Where?
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Get on with this.
Go. All right, we got to go.
Hey, Snake.
Well, okay, Danny, what?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You ever had sex at White Rock Lake?
Actually, that's a really good question. Unfortunately, no, I have not.
Why?
I don't know, man. Timing, I guess.
I'm just asking.
I know you're asking.
Get on with this.
Well, we gotta go.
Whoa! I guess it's back.
All right, very nicely
snake
done.
Snake Man?
Yes.
What was that?
Mino.
Hey, real quick, Snake Man.
I'm here, still.
Squirrels are better than babies.
In a way, I guess so.
Get on with this.
Those are funny because when you first did them, you didn't have follow-up, so you would just play the whoa.
Yeah.
But now you basically have Danny carrying on conversations with them and just having reactions.
I've kind of, that's something I've started 2 or 3 years ago, and it kind of started, like Jake and Groobs used to do the, you want a fun fact that'll take 2 seconds, and I always thought that was a hilarious bit.
Great.
And I kind of started doing that, and then kind of just building from it. When anytime Danny will make a reaction, I'll write it down and pull it and put it in there. And
does he start noticing that you're doing that?
If he sees me writing down, it kind of gets in his head, but I don't think he sees it in the moment.
Okay.
Exactly. But if I hear something, and I've got a couple new good ones that I'm not going to... There's one from this week that was really good, but I thought about playing it this week.
And you're like,
I'm like,
Christmas.
You know what? They probably remember when he said it already. So it's always good when it's just
they don't remember
really
where it's from.
Random. Yeah, like when was that? But yeah, that's and it's funny. Like, definitely big shout out to the dudes at the Unticket that pulled all those, because you said they pulled one from a year ago that was like 40 minutes, and
yes,
this one's like 35. And I didn't honestly know I did it that much until I listened to it. I'm like, holy crap.
Because you do it like once a week?
Damn near an hour. Yeah,
that?
I try to maybe do... It's just kind of... I just kind of feel it out. It's like, yeah, I'll do one here.
Because you certainly couldn't do it every day.
It would definitely get old. I've definitely done it multiple times a day, and it's sometimes Danny has been like, oh, let's do it. Let's get him with a question here.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, okay. I'll see what I can find. But mostly it's
secretly the coolest person up here because he acts like such a curmudgeon on air. But yeah, I could see him loving this.
It definitely. I think he's grown to it more now, like he's adapted to it, and I think he likes to hear what he's about to say because he has no idea. Yeah,
well, let's get another minute.
Okay, we gotta get some more, I guess.
That's the family of the 3-year-old girl that went missing last week.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
What's your normal Starbucks order? Have you ever ordered anything insane?
Insane? No, I just go with coffee and maybe a...
It sounds like a Trade Station fitness program.
God, it does.
What's your normal Starbucks order? Have you ever ordered anything insane?
What are you ordering for
Hi,
your
this
Starbucks?
Is George C. John. Why do we crap your pants?
Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the train station.
Why do we crap your pants? Like him and his friends go to your house and crap your pants.
They grab your pants out of the dirty clothes.
Why do we, plural people, crap your pants?
What about mud?
All right, we got to go.
All right, that is Community Quick Hits at 6:35.
I just love because it's usually during like E News and Community Quick Hits, right? You wouldn't interrupt David.
There was one. I don't think it. I didn't get to the end of the montage, but I did get in trouble a little bit one time for it was during one of Ty's tickers, and Ty was just in the middle of his ticker, and I played a Hey Snake. And just like stopped down his ticker and asked Corby a question during Ty's ticker, which was kind of disrespectful a little bit to the ticker, I guess.
Yeah, probably a little
bit. Corby's not on the air right then. And I remember I got, gosh, it was during traffic. I got Becca a couple times. I'll usually just play a fart or something during Becca's ticker.
Just kind of make her giggle.
Yeah.
I know you've gotten Crystal.
Crystal, that's who it was. She was filling in last year, and I got her with one, and she was... I don't know if she was aware of the bit, so that kind of made it funny. And it was, like, Friday at,
yeah,
you know, like, 6:30. So it was, like, the last traffic report. So I was like, we got to have some fun here on a Friday. Which I feel like Friday Hardline... After about 4 o'clock, it's very loose.
Like the Wild West.
It feels like we've had about 4 beers, which we usually haven't. But it feels like we're in the zone where we're not like totally S-faced, but you're kind of feeling a little, you're feeling yourself a little bit. So
opposed
it's always
to
fun.
The rest of the week when they're very,
very,
you know,
strict,
tight.
You know, Cowboy
and
Mondays can be kind of, you know, you're definitely talking about the Cowboy game, so it's... I don't want to shoot the wheels off too much, you know. If it's an expected area, like I'll do it, but I don't like to do it if it's, you know, if it's something super serious, I won't do it that often. Maybe once a year or so.
Do you ever notice?
I don't want to like derail a show all the time because I feel like that's, you know, it might be funny at the time, but that could definitely be annoying.
Man, now knowing that Danny's into it a little bit, it kind of, you know, ruins this question a little bit, but have you ever noticed him getting gun shy with that stuff? Like knowing that if he's about to ask something ridiculous that it'll be heard later. Obviously not, because you have a ton of these.
I mean, anytime he asks a question, no matter what it is, like it can be used as a question because out of context, anything is funny.
And it sounds dumb.
But there's definitely been a time where he can, like, it seems like it's going to be drop worthy and he'll kind of cushion it of like, oh gosh, this is going to be a drop.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to edit. You have to have a smooth edit around it a little bit.
I did like there was one portion in the montage, which I didn't hear live, where y'all tried to get Mike and Corby with Danny actually saying something, but it was, they y'all wanted it to be a drop. And I think he was like, do you like hamburgers or something? And Corby sniffed it out that it wasn't a drop. He was saying it live.
Yeah, we've actually done that. When they've been on remote, we've done that.
That's got to be a lot
times.
Easier on remote.
And I'm not going to say when it was, but it'll be. He did it. He said the "Hey Snake" one time, but yeah, that's kind of a new bit we're trying to do. Is like I'll set up the question, and then I'm just like, "All right, Danny, ask something," and it makes it sound like it's a drop, but it's not really a drop. And I'm like, "That was a drop."
It just
like
rips your brain apart. Yeah. All right, let's get a couple more here to play us out and go into the next segment, which will be around the NFL. Here's some more Danny interrupting the Hardline. This will play us out.
There's nowhere to stand as far as any shelter from the elements. Now, you want to see some cool holes? Hells.
Yeah, we do.
The hell?
We're always monitoring.
What a clown. If you want to see some really cool holes, then why don't
get on with this? You hired him. We could have had anybody, and you picked this ass nut. Hey, Snake.
Do you know how much money Trembling Hills has made off of her over the last 15 years?
Yeah. She hates you.
Poor Layla.
She's like their poster child.
Right. keeps coming Snake. Back for more. What, Danny?
I have something to add to this segment.
Go.
I wonder if you can buy a Yamaha motorcycle on Amazon.
I don't know, man.
We'll try.
Man.
Why?
Hey, Snake.
Oh.
You know what? With all those kids walking out, don't they just make themselves better targets? I mean, they're safe.
What, are you walking out?
You'd think.
Yes, Danny.
Guess what?
What?
My human friend from Austin named Don Cheeto just texted me from an article from 2 years ago that said the world's last VCR will be made this month.
Thanks.
Don Cheeto.
My human friend.
My humanoid.
Don Cheeto.
Cool.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.